Hey there, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, Brie Inspired. I am your host, Brittany Bonds, and this podcast is all about inspiring you to take action on your life. Here, we write our own story instead of letting life write it for us. On this podcast, you will hear a series of inspiring stories, not only from myself, but other inspiring women all around the world. So if you're ready to get inspired, tune in. Hello and welcome back to Brie Inspired with Brittany Bonds. You guys, it is so good to be back, and I gotta apologize for the hiatus. You know, life definitely has its way of kind of taking over, if you know what I mean. So some things got put on the back burner, but we're here now, and that's all that matters. So if you find yourself back here listening with me today, I just want to say thanks. Thanks for sticking it out. Thanks for coming back. And I'm glad to be here. So I just want to dive right in. Have lots going on in life right now, but first thing is first, and I just want to take a moment because my mother's birthday is tomorrow. So I'm not sure if I will be airing this right away or if it'll be a couple of days, but just know that, you know, when you're listening to this, you know, there's some energy and some real love happening in honor of her today on this episode. So I just want to go ahead and give her a little pre-birthday song. So if you guys want to join in with me while you're listening, I'd appreciate it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mom. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, mom. Look, y'all. My mom would have been 62 years old. She would have probably had some gray hair fooling around with me. That is probably for sure. But yeah, man, you guys, it's so crazy to think about, like, my mom being like an old woman, if you will. You know, like, in my mind, she is stuck at the last age that I saw her. Like, I really can't even imagine, you know. So let's see here. She is 62. Well, she's going to be 62 tomorrow. And she passed away in 2003. So that was 19 years ago. So we got 62 minus 19, 43. So she passed away when she was 43. So, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just a little trippy, you know, to kind of think of it that way. And as, like, I'm celebrating her getting older, and I mean, that alone is kind of, like, weird, you know, if you think about it. Like, we celebrate, you know, our loved ones' birthdays as if they are, like, you know, growing older, but they're not, you know. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying or really understand where I'm coming from, but I don't know. There's something a little weird about it. Like, something makes me feel a little weird. I'm like, oh, happy birthday. You know, like, when you make a birthday post, I'm like, but it's like, not, you're not turning 62 because you're not here, you know? And not to make things a downer, but you know, I can't help it. I'm just, sometimes I just think a little differently. But I've been actually thinking a lot lately about death and the whole thing and just like what happens when we leave here. And it's a pretty overwhelming feeling. You know, there's a lot out there, and I am religious. So I do believe in God, but I do also believe that there's sometimes things that just can't or haven't really been explained. And I just feel like we don't know it all, you know, and I can't just help but to want to know more. So I'm finding that I'm becoming more curious about, you know, the other side. And I caught myself watching this TV show, and it's actually a TV show on Netflix. And if you guys remember the scary horror movies like The Conjuring and The Boy and stuff like that, well, most, or and The Exorcist, I think, I don't know, but most of those, you know, those movies are based off this man and this woman that they're married. It was like Lorraine and I forgot the guy's name, but it was this couple, and they were known for going around and like doing paranormal investigating and helping people, you know, that were like suffering in that realm. If that makes sense, you know, like The Exorcist, or like, you know, we have a demon spirit or whatever. I don't even like talking like that, but I think you get my point. But so, yeah, that was based off a real story. A lot of real stories. Like, these were real people, and they really were going around doing these investigating and everything. So on Netflix, they came up with a show, and it's actually their son. Now, technically, I think it's like their son-in-law, but still. That this couple is, you know, passed away and everything, but their son-in-law, they have, he started, I guess, another paranormal business where he has a team of investigators, and he's going back to all the places that his parents went and did their investigations. And he's doing more investigations with, you know, updated technology and filming the whole thing. And I don't know, it was just all so very interesting. So I kind of got caught into that for a while. And then I also found myself just really getting kind of immersed in everything with, like, you know, Halloween was around, and Day of the Dead. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Day of the Dead celebration, but it's something that is celebrated within the Mexican culture. And I've always been like really fascinated with it. And it's really just, you know, all about, you know, remembering those who have passed away and honoring them. And, you know, there's a lot more to it than that, and I'm not going to go and try to explain that. But yeah, that took place on like November or October 31st through like November 3rd or something of the sort. So I always just like, it's just, I'm on high alert. Like my mind's just thinking about it. And, you know, with my mom's birthday coming up and then her death anniversary shortly hereafter, I'm really just like, my mind is all over the place. And then you throw in the mix that my grandmother is just getting older, and it's getting harder for her. And, you know, it's just really sad, because I can see the desire to live is gone. And it's a hard pill to swallow that that's where we are. So I've really just had a lot of reflecting on life and what it is that, you know, we want out of life, and how temporary it really is. And And then it really had me thinking, what's on the other side? And, you know, I start going down a rabbit hole and I start doing a bunch of research and trying to figure out, like, you know, just trying to figure stuff out that I don't really need to be going to try to figure out, you know, and I'm just kind of obsessing over it. It's a weird place to be. But anyway, so my mother's birthday is tomorrow, and last year I started taking my kids to my mom's grave. So I have two kids, one just turned 5 and the other one just turned 1. So when we went last year, the little one, you know, she didn't even know what the heck was going on. But my oldest did. And, you know, she's been really asking a lot of questions and really wanting to know, like, you know, who my mom is and all these things about her and, you know, talking about how much she miss her. And she's just really grown like this big connection. So, I mean, I don't know how this should be navigated, you know, like, I hate to bring her in too soon, but at the same time, you know, she's like dying to be involved. So what am I to do? So I'm just kind of going with the flow and, you know, we'll just kind of, I guess, do it in little doses. And, you know, if she wants to talk about her, cool. If not, you know, that's cool too. But so I'm going to bring them to the grave tomorrow. And, you know, we'll make it a big day and, you know, we'll celebrate, you know, my mom's birthday, maybe make her a cake and get some flowers and, you know, do it right. And really let my daughters, you know, try to create this connection, you know. My daughter Raylan, and just she is always like sad and asking, like, you know, why is my mom not here, or why don't you have a mom? And, you know, it got me the other day. She asked my husband, why do you have a mom and mom doesn't have a mom? And I'm like, dang, like, you know, it hurts me to see that, like, she's learning that life can be really rocky and that we may not always be there. And that's a hard thing to watch your kid learn. You know, it breaks my heart for her to even think that there's a possibility that she may not have her mom. You know, most kids aren't thinking about those things so early. But yet it's on my daughter's top of mind. I don't want her to worry. She sees me sad, and you know what she says to me? She says, Mom, when you grow old, I'm gonna cry. Like, I'm gonna cry when you're not here, like you cry for your mom. And she tells me these things, and it breaks my heart listening to the things that she says. And I try not to cry in front of her. You know, I'm not like wailing and I'm not doing all of that. You know, I try to, like, you know, I want my peace. I want my peace more than she wants her peace. But sometimes it's hard to hide, you know, like, we live all together in one home and everybody always wants mom. So sometimes it's kind of hard to disappear and not be seen. So she's seen me cry. She's wiped my tears. And I gotta tell you, there's something so, so special about this little girl wiping my tears. Like, I feel like I don't know. Like, I feel like it's like I just see the little girl in me wanting her mommy so bad and just wanting someone to be there. And here I am for this little girl. And she's comforting me like the comfort I've always wanted. Like, it's so strange. Like, you know, I should be comforting you, yet you're comforting me. And it's like, man, thank you so much. Because I've always wanted this comfort, and like, out of all people, you're the one giving it to me. I am so blessed. I am so blessed, and I'm so blessed to have girls. And don't get me wrong, I want a boy, and I can't wait for my son, my future son. But I need it. Little girls, I needed them, because the little girl in me has been broken for so long, and there's just something about having a little Brittany, having two little Britneys, just energize my soul. Like, I needed it, and I'm so excited to sit back and watch them grow and see the potential that they can grow in with the right upbringing and the right support. Like, I'm pretty proud of how I turned out. I feel like, you know, I did a fantastic job, especially considering, you know, the circumstances. But I can't help but wonder, like, what if I had it all? What if I had a great family and a great childhood, and we were financially stable, and you know, I wasn't depressed half of my life, and like, what if all these things never happened and I lived a normal life? And I don't know, maybe I played select sports and had a bunch of friends and was happy all the time and had these experiences that most kids had. And what if, you know? So I can't wait to give my kids everything I never had and sit back and watch it all come full circle for them. And that right there will be worth it all. So I have been working toward building up a like motivational speaking career. And it's been a lot of talk for a long time, and a lot of talk with no action, no plan, no progress. But earlier this year, I started to take myself a little bit more seriously and decided that if there's something that I want in life, like truly want, it's up to me to go get it. And I can't continue to sit back and wait for the right opportunity to just to fall in my lap. So I started living more intentionally. And some good things started coming my way. And I bring this up because I'm usually really sad around this time of year. You know, not only is it the holidays hit you pretty hard, but my mom's birthday is in November. The day she passed is in November. You know, there's just a lot going on. And there's just a lot going on. So I often am, you know, just kind of down and, you know, just a little out of whack. But I've been kind of distracted because these great things have been happening in my life. And I can't help but think that my mom just so perfectly placed these exact moments happening in my life at these exact moments to keep me occupied. Because I've been on a roll, you know, and it's like to be on a roll and then to get kind of set back because you're, you know, kind of in the dumps, it throws your momentum off. So I couldn't help but think that this was purposely done. And every year, it's like it gets easier, but not at the same time. You know, it's like I deal with different things. Like instead of, you know, feeling sad and mourning my mother, I just feel sad and I mourn the idea of having a mom in general. That's a whole different type of pain, y'all. When you start to not even remember how it feels to have your mom. Like for real, imagine that. It's been so long since you've heard her voice, since you've seen her, anything. Like, I start to lose touch with who she was. It's hard to really remember her. I just remember the idea of her. And that's painful. You know, it's the same way with my dad. Like, I don't have a dad. My dad passed away when I was one. I hate to say that was, I didn't say that right. I don't have a dad. I apologize, Dad. My father has been passed away since before I turned one. So I've never really actually had a relationship with him. So for me, the pain is different, right? Because I don't know him. I literally have no idea how it feels to have a father. I mean, don't get me wrong. My mom's had boyfriends, you know, here and there, but it wasn't the same. It was a very distinctive line, you know, on what role they played in my life. And it wasn't a father. So I literally don't know how it feels to have a dad. So it's hard to miss something that you don't know. But as the years go on, I mean, what? It's been like 19 years since my mom passed. Like, I'm starting to lose sight of who she was. So I am going to leave you guys on this note. I wrote this poem back in 2019. I was just kind of thinking about my mom, and I'm a writer, so anytime I'm trying to reflect on something, I just open that notepad out. So I want to go ahead and give you guys a listen. I want you guys just to give me a listen and hopefully you like it. This is called My Angel. Your beauty was unseen, but your presence can't be denied. Every moment I see you, I couldn't help but cry. Your beauty was tainted by the things you couldn't control. What made you take that leap? What made you give up your soul? My beautiful angel had broken wings from the start. Couldn't seem to find her way in the cold and in the dark. She loved the things she couldn't be, but longed hard to be redeemed. Though she never measured up, her beauty was found in me. There was something about you, something no one could deny. We all kept crawling back every single time. Yet you seemed to disappoint us. We just wanted to know why. We all fought so hard for you to remain in our lives. When the night seems so lonely, I pray you're watching over me. Lost memories, please come find me. I'll never stop loving you. even if it's the last thing I do. My beautiful angel, I love you. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening in today. I'll see you guys next week. And Mom, happy birthday. Peace out.